A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever felt like this feisty woman, convinced of your rights, and yet at the mercy of the powerful? She makes me think of Rosa Parks, who wouldn't get up for a white man, even though she knew it was the law. She knew that she was a human being too, worthy of the same dignity and respect that everyone else received. Some people are like that. They just know who they are as children of God, as the beloved who are precious in the eyes of their Creator, and nobody is going to stand in their way. It's a temptation to listen to this gospel and picture God as the judge who lingered over his decision and then finally gave in. Do we think of God as one who puts up with us until God can't stand it anymore and then says, "Well, all right, I'll give you what you want so I don't have to listen to you anymore"? I don't think so. I believe the point Jesus is making is that even if we mortal beings act toward one another in unbelievably cruel and insensitive ways, God's ways are different. God's love and compassion is immediate and unconditional. Our prayers are always heard and answered in ways we might never imagine. Think about it. Maybe the woman is more like God, pleading with us, pleading with the human race, to change our ways and treat each other as brothers and sisters. Do you hear her pleading voice in your own life? Is it time to respond?